美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找工作单元的高级课程。
Toby has applied for a job at a company, and today he has his first interview with Jack, the head of human resources.
Toby 在简历上把自己吹得神乎其神，今天啊，可有好戏看了。
So let's see if Toby's people skills can get him a job he might not be qualified for.
Hi, Toby. My name is Jack Wilson, and I'm the head of human resources here.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for taking the time to see me.
Sure. I see on your resume that you've done a lot with computers, sales, and customer service. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
Of course.As it says on my resume, my main experience is working in retail sales at a bookstore.
What were the day-to-day responsibilities for this job?
I did a lot of market research. Since we sold a lot of newspapers and magazines, I spent a lot of time reading news stories online.
这个 Toby 真能胡扯。他上班的时候明明是在网上瞎逛，却说这是 market research, 市场研究。
Well, what do you expect? In a tough job market...You have to exaggerate your skills a little bit. The most important thing is not to sell yourself short.
面试的时候谦虚当然行不通，可是啊，像 Toby 这样胡乱吹嘘自己的能力，早晚会露馅的。
Do you have any experience in customer service?
Of course, I'm very goal-oriented. So whenever a customer asked me for something, it was my goal to help him find it so I could go back to surfing the internet.
You mean your...Market research?
Right. Of course, I meant my market research.
I see. And do you work well as part of a team?
Oh, yes. I'm really a team player. It's important for all the members of the team to pull their weight.
Goal-oriented 是指做事有明确目标。可 Toby 的目标就是能上班偷懒。他还说啊，自己是 team player, 有团队精神。说团队里的每个人都应该 pull their weight, 做好自己那份工作。其实他根本就不干活，把工作啊都推给别人了。
Exactly. Now, in the next section, listen for the phrase think outside the box, which means to think about problems in a new or unique way.
We need all our employees to be proactive. How would you describe your work ethic?
I have a really good work ethic, but in addition to that, I pride myself on always thinking outside the box.
Can you give me an example of how you have come up with a new solution to a problem?
I can't think of one at the moment. But trust me, whenever there is a problem, I can always think on my feet and come up with a solution.
哈哈，露馅了吧。Toby 啊，夸口说自己善于 think outside the box.想出啊别出心裁的点子，可是人家让他举例子的时候，他就没词儿了。
That's right. When you go to an interview, you should be ready to give examples of your accomplishments, not just talk generally about your work ethic or creativeness.
不过 ，Professor Bowman， 什么是 thinking on your feet？
Thinking on your feet is quickly thinking of solutions to unexpected problems. For example.A politician needs to think on his feet during a debate in order to respond to attacks from his opponent.
Oh, 就是反应敏捷迅速的意思。
Well, Toby, I appreciate you coming in. Right now, we have to interview a few more applicants, so we will get back to you when we make a decision.
Thanks for your time. Can you tell me when you would want me to start if I'm selected?
Frankly, Toby, I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Ouch! Toby 问人家自己什么时候开始上班，人家却说这个问题您就不用管了。看来啊，这份工作肯定没戏了。
It sounds like Toby might be working at the campus bookstore for a while longer.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站。GoEnglish.me 网址是 www.goenglish.me